We've been getting through earnings season, and of course, that gives us a picture on how companies are doing. And it gives us a reason to revisit some companies that, well, the numbers suggest they might be headed for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by, well, digging into the reports and looking at them from the ground level up, working backwards from the footnotes and going up rather than the top down. Because when you look in at the top down, well, you can certainly find something good looking. But when you dig in at the bottom, you're asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And if something is misleading, well, if it's working against you and it could be headed for trouble, it's going to the danger zone. Here to discuss it is David Trainer. He is the president and founder of New Constructs, which, by the way, blogs about all of their danger zone picks. So there's always much more detail on the stuff you hear on the show at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great to chat with you again.
It is great to be here, Chuck. Thank you.
We're going to be talking about some companies that you've issued warnings about in the past.
Warning, warning, warning.
But now it's an earnings update. So who's in the danger zone this week?
Lyft, Spotify, and Snap.
Danger, danger.
Lyft, Spotify, and Snap, which is L-Y-F-T, Spot, S-P-O-T, and Snap. And what is it about recent earnings that make you sound the alarm again on these companies?
You know, in general, first of all, Chuck, we wanted to at least touch on some of our danger zone picks on a little bit more regular basis and circle back and close them out or tell you that, hey, based on the most recent report, our thesis is confirmed or affirmed. And in this case, yeah, these three stocks, everything that came out of earnings completely affirms our thesis. And you know, two of those stocks have meaningfully outperformed as short ideas. Snap has underperformed as a short or sell idea. But for all three, the results that we saw in the latest quarterly release confirm that our thesis is coming true, and we think there's a lot more downside for all three of these.
Let's dig in one at a time. What's the current problem with Lyft?
Lyft's path to profitability, we believe, has always been unlikely. We don't think that they'll ever be profitable. While they did see a little bit of a bump from people coming out of the pandemic, their path to profitability looks worse now than it did before, considering the lack of supply of drivers, as well as the likeliness that they will no longer be considered as independent contractors. And their self-driving platform, they just had to sell it off. So that's not going to be a panacea for profits either. So we're really just not sure. Again, we don't believe they're ever going to be profitable. And yet the problem is that the valuation implies absurd levels of profitability and that they own 76% of their total addressable market. That's what the valuation at $50 implies. $16 is probably, you know, closer to reality. If honestly, you know, I don't like to throw these numbers out very often, but I'm not sure there's ever going to be much value in Lyft. It could go to zero.
So a 2/3 haircut would make you feel comfortable, but you wouldn't be surprised if it's a lot worse than that. So that's Lyft. What about Spotify?
Spotify, you know, very similar to our thesis on Netflix, right? You know, the problem is that content is not cheap. And these guys have had to spend a ton of content, and they're burning about $1 billion in the last 12 months, and they don't have really a path to profitability either. Now, you know, the numbers they're going to talk about on the earnings call is that, oh, we're increasing revenue and monthly active users is up. But the problem is that the conversion of the free users to premium users is not working. And so they're not making enough money and growing enough to get anything close to what the stock price implies, which is that they will own 77% of their total addressable market. So again, the path to profitability is super weak and the valuation implies huge amounts of profits.
That brings us to Snap.
Yes. And Snap is a similar story in terms of, look, they're going to show you top line numbers where they've got terrific penetration of North American younger generation folks. 90% of 13 to 24 year olds have access or use Snap. And so that's a really good number. The problem is you can't make any money on those folks, right? That's evident in the fact that Snap's burned about almost $2 billion over the last 12 months. And the market for the profitable people for social media is completely dominated by Facebook, Instagram and others, the older folks. And Snap has really not had any luck breaking into those markets. Facebook has done a great job of boxing them out. But the problem is that the current valuation for Snap, around $53, implies that they're going to have 200% of Facebook's daily active users. So they're expected to have two times as many as Facebook's current daily active users, right? If you give them a more reasonable penetration and growth profile, then you're easily looking at something like $12 a share. But this one honestly could go to zero too, Chuck, because even for $12 a share, we're saying that their margin's going to go to 8%, and it's currently, I believe, negative 31%, right? So they're going to have a huge pop in margin and grow revenue by almost 50% compounded annually for the next few years and 17% a year through the end of the decade. And that's what they got to do to justify $12 a share, right?
Yeah.
So that's ridiculous. And that's why we love to lead with, hey, the current valuation implies they'll have two times as many daily active users as Facebook has today. So again, Snap is just priced for craziness. And the most earnings report showed, yeah, we're looking good in terms of growing our users, but not the profitable ones. And we've maxed out the market for our good target market. And by the way, we don't make any money in those guys. So we're going international and we make even less money there.
Yeah, it all sounds highly unlikely, which is why hitting the price target or potentially, as you point out, going to zero seems more likely. And that's why Lyft, Spot, and Snap, Lyft, Spotify, and Snap are all back in the danger zone. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com to check it out. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
Always fun talking with David Trainer. Remember, you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Next on Money Life, it's the Market Call. Adam Kunz from Winthrop Capital Management makes his debut. We're talking ETFs right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.